I would not, by my will, have troubled you. But since you make your pleasure of your pains, I will no further charge you.
I could not stay behind you. My desire, more sharp than filed steel, did spur me forth. And not all love to see you, though so much as might have drawn one to a longer voyage, but jealousy. What might befall your travel, being skillless in these parts, which to a stranger, unguided and unfriended, often prove rough and unhospitable. My willing love, the rather by these arguments of fear set forth in your pursuit.
My kind Antonio, I can no other answer make but thanks, and thanks, and ever thanks. And oft good terms are shuffled off with such uncurrent pay. But were my work, as is my conscience firm, you should find better dealing. What's to do? Shall we go see the relics of this town?
Tomorrow, sir. Best first go see your lodging.
I am not weary, and 'tis long tonight. I pray you, let us satisfy our eyes with the memorials and the things of fame that do renown this city.
Would you pardon me? I do not without danger walk these streets. Once, in a sea fight against the Count, his galleys, I did some service, of such note indeed that were I tale here, it would scarce be answered.
But like you slew great number of his people.
The offence is not of such a bloody nature, albeit the quality of the time and quarrel might well have given us bloody argument. It might have since been answered in repaying what we took from them, which, for traffic's sake, most of our city did. Only myself stood out, for which, if I be lapsed in this place, I shall pay dear.
Do not then walk too open.
It doth not fit me. Hold, sir, here's my purse. In the south suburbs at the Elephant is best to lodge. I will bespeak our diet, whilst you beguile the time and feed your knowledge with viewing of the town. There shall you have me.
Why, I your purse.
Happily your eye shall light upon some toy you have desire to purchase. And your store, I think, is not for idle markets, sir.
I'll be your purse-bearer, and leave you for an hour.
To the Elephant.
I do remember.